Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Friday, May 14th edition. 13 games slate on tap for you. Hope everybody had a great Thursday, day games, evening games, all the good stuff there. It was a fun one. Lots of green screens. Good stuff there, as usual. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntric. Check us out in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. It is free. Just hit me up on Twitter. I'll get you on in there. Also, if you'd like to see my written MLB DFS content, go check it out, rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, bringing you the premium values article. If you'd like to become a premium season-long member, you get the regular content, the season-long fantasy, and the DFS all in one. Use promo code Bubba to get a nice discount over there. Also, if you'd like some season-long fantasy baseball content, go check out Bench with Bubba. Got you some good stuff there twice a week. Just recorded episode 370 with Jorge or Georgie Montanez of NBC Sports Edge and Fan Tracks. So go check out all that good stuff there. But for now, 13 game slate on a Friday. Let's check out your totals on this slate. We have a doozies. Lots of high totals early. Lots of good pitching late. Yankees, Orioles, total of 9. Cubs, Tigers, 8.5. Mets, Rays, 7. Phillies, Jays, and Dunedin with the wind blowing out at 15 miles an hour. Right field at 10.5. A's, Twins, 9. Rangers, Astros, 9. Reds, Rockies, 10. Indians, Mariners, 8. Marlins, Dodgers, 7. Cardinals, Padres, 7. We're missing a couple totals, but that's the gist of it, folks. That's pretty much everything you need to know. So let's get into the pitching on this slate. You have three guys over 10K on DK. We're using two of them. One is Tyler Glasnow at 10-9 at home against the New York Mets. Glasnow has been outstanding. 23 or more DK points in all but one start this season. That was 19.3. So he brings you about a 20-point floor with into the 30 ceiling. Absolutely electric stuff from Glasnow. The strikeout machine. 7 or more Ks in all but one start, the first start of the season. He has double-digit Ks in 4 starts, including 11. His last time, he has 11, 8, 10, and 10 in his last 4 starts. When he takes on a New York Mets team that you know you can take advantage of when it comes to being on the bump. A Mets team striking out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 115 ISO and a 94 WRC+. Plus. So Glasnow is outstanding at 10-9. $200 cheaper, Mad Max Scherzer. At the Arizona Diamondbacks, this is a big one. He's coming off back-to-back starts of 40 and 39. He had a 5 and then a 31, a 33. So in 4 of his last 5 starts, 32 or more DK points. That is pretty, pretty, pretty good. He does like to give it the long ball. We know that, but the strikeouts are aplenty. 9 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts, including a 14 and a 10 spot out there. So Scherzer's been absolutely great. Arizona, Walker's on the IL. Asdrubal Cabrera went down with an injury on Thursday. He's probably going to the IL. They are the walking wounded out there, and they're striking out over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 156 ISO and a 94 WRC+. Plus. So Mad Max in a great spot at 10-7. Love Glasnow. Love Mad Max this evening if you're playing up. If you want to save a little bit of cash, Aaron Civale at 93 is in play. We saw Plesac go into the 8th with a no-no on Thursday. Savali's been pitching very, very good this season. 5 or more innings pitched in pretty much every start with 4 of his 7 starts going 7 innings or more. He has a nice 15-point floor with like 30-plus point upside. He's all over the spectrum, but the floor is tremendous with Savali, which makes him kind of a cash game play more than a GPP. So I don't know if he'll hit his ceiling, but Seattle is a bad team that we like to target. Striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They did not strike out much against Plesac. A, Plesac was getting squeezed quite a bit, and B, he just wasn't like looking that dominant. He was just getting the job done, getting the outs. But Savali could try to get some strikeouts, 26% K rate versus right-handed pitching for Seattle, 157 ISO, 93 WRC+. Plus. So Savali at 93, nice contrarian play if you want to save some cash on this slate. Sandy Alcantara, if the Dodgers offense, the lineup comes out and looks intriguing, He intrigues me, but for now I'm off on him. But $8,900 for Alcantara will be a talking point further on when we get to the Slack chat and everything on Friday with more information coming out in those ones. The bait of the slate. There's always at least one bait pitcher. This one's Joe Musgrove at $8,700. And right about now, I am just taking that bait. He threw that no-no against Texas this year, but since then, it hasn't been great. He's thrown three innings. That was planned, though. Five innings, five earned against the Giants at home. At the Giants, five innings, four earned. And then his last time out, he didn't pitch at all. So it's been a really weird go for Musgrove. Missed starts, starts getting pushed back. Two starts against the juggernauts known as the San Francisco Giants, of course, will make things look bad. But now he's at home. He's $8,700 against the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 220 average, 162 ISO, 86 WRC+. I think you can go back to Musgrove in this one. The price point is outstanding. We know the upside of Musgrove. We've seen the downside of late, too. But the upside's tremendous, and I'm willing to take the bait. Like, don't go 100%. Like, Plesac, I was pretty much, I think I was like 80%. I had four lineups. No, I had four lineups, so it was 75%. Like, I had five lineups. So I was 80% Plesac. I'd probably go with Musgrove at least 50%, 50 to 60% is where I'm sitting with him. I like him a ton because I know what he can do. Pitching at home, $8,700 is a very cheap price for Musgrove. It's probably going to be chalky, though, so keep that in mind as well. But I'm there on Musgrove. Now, if you're looking for some savings on this slate, David Peterson at $7,400 of the New York Mets at the Tampa Bay Rays. He has been very, very good. Five innings, one earned. Six innings, two earned. Three and a third, three earned. Six innings, one earned. Four innings, six earned. So since that first blowup, he's been very, very good. He's got a couple 20-plus point performances out there. He's $7,400. And the biggest caveat here, A, it's GPP only, as you'd expect, for $7,400. But he faces Tampa Bay, a team who has been absolutely horrific for his left-handed pitching. They're striking out over 32% of the time versus left-handed pitching, 213 average, 142 ISO, 86 WRC+. Bad. Very, very bad. And at worst, the strikeouts are there. And that's one thing Peterson can do. Even if he's giving up runs, Peterson has been able to strike guys out. Eight, three, and 10, even five in his blowup. So any starter has gone four or more innings, five, 10, three, and eight. So five or more strikeouts in three of those four starts. So Peterson at $7,400 versus a very bad Tampa Bay Rays offense versus left-handed pitching is a punt play. Another one is Johan Oviedo. $7,200 for the St. Louis Cardinals at the San Diego Padres. Johan's gone four innings, five innings, four and two thirds. He's been doing a lot of spot starting, but he went up to 60 pitches this last time. Prior to that, 86 pitches. So he's all over the spectrum on what the Cardinals want to do. So that makes it kind of tilting. But he's facing a Padres offense that is COVID. They got the COVID. Tatis is out. Hosmer's out. There's like three other guys, I think, that are out. It's going to be a depleted lineup for the San Diego Padres. So Oviedo at 72 becomes an intriguing value. Other than that, though, it's like, do you want to go Miley or Herman Marquez and Coors? You could if you want. You could go Griffin Canning versus Boston if you want to get real frisky and hope for some strikeouts. The value's tough. The value is very tough. So it's like Peterson at 74, Oviedo at 72, or you take some chances with the Wade Mileys, the Herman Marquezes, the Griffin Cannings of the world. And they're not sexy by any means, but they're there. Or you just find values with bats and you get the pitching you want. To pick your poison. But Glasnow and Scherzer up top, love. Savali at 93 is nice. Alcantara might check the box as we see lineups come out. Musgrove at 87 is the bait I'm willing to take. Then it's Peterson, Oviedo, and then the chances of Miley Marquez or the wonderful Griffin Canning. All right, let's check out the bats on this big, big 13-game slate. If you're paying up for catcher, Wilson Contreras versus Lefty Scooble at 55 is quite intriguing. Not sure I'm going to be paying up for catcher since I'm going to be paying up for pitching, but he is there if you need him. But if you want to save some cash, you drop on down to some wonderful Tucker Barnhart at 4K. Cincinnati, I think they got even cheaper against Herman Marquez. So Barnhart at 4K, you can definitely jump on that value for him. A few other value plays you could look at. Torrens against Savali at 36 isn't horrible, but it's pretty simple. So you got Barnhart at 4K. If not, William Contreras at 3,300 versus Adrian Hauser is outstanding. Higashioka at 33 versus Kramer is very solid as well. So Contreras, Higashioka both at 3,300 for some value for you on this slate. If Caratini gets to start for San Diego, he's 3K versus Oviedo. Same with Kurt Suzuki. He's 27 versus Nick Pivetta. That's a very good value. So you got, and then Danny Jansen is 26 versus Velasquez. So tons of value. Tons of value on this slate if you don't want to pay up for catching. You can start at $3,300 with Contreras and company and move on down. First base, Vladito at 57. If you're stacking up Toronto, is not bad at all. Freeman's going to get going eventually. He's at 55 versus Hauser. It could be the spot to get the train rolling. Luke Voigt's been back for a couple games, 52 versus Kramer. If you're going to jump in with the Yankees, this could be a sneaky good spot for Voigt to get going. Not in love with him. It could be interesting. Jared Walsh and Shohei Ohtani, 47 and 46 respectively, are both phenomenal players versus Nick Pivetta. Walsh is just destroying right-handed pitching. I like both of them quite a bit versus Nicky P. So lock in some Walsh and Ohtani if you want to attack Nick Pivetta. Aguilar and a GPP at 42 versus Kershaw. Don't hate it. Matt Olson versus Shoemaker. Shoemaker's last two starts, he has not even struck out a guy. So it's all in play. So Olson at 41 is juicy. Very, very juicy in that matchup. Nate Lowe at 38 versus Greinke. If you're stacking up Texas, which you very much should be because they are another great value stack. Lowe at 38 is a good piece to that puzzle. Josh Bell, he went deep on Thursday. He's 36 versus Riley Smith. Riley Smith making his debut, I believe, debut or one of his few appearances for the D-backs this year. So you can get some nice Washington value, and Josh Bell's one of them at 36. Josh Naylor at only 35 versus Flexen is a nice value, first base outfield eligible for Cleveland. So there's lots of value if you just want to pay it for pitching. Plain and simple. Plain and simple for cash games and GPPs. You can get away with a lot of value on this slate. Another one, Mitch Moreland was hitting second on Thursday. If he's back towards the top of that order against Shoemaker, really good pivot. If you can use both of them on FanDuel, Olson and Shoemaker. But if you just don't want to use Olson and save some money to go to Shoe, you can. I mean, to Moreland. And Moreland has 5 career home runs off of Shoemaker. So keep that one in mind. The other guy I want to mention, because there's a lot of value down here, as I said. But Rowdy Tellez is $2,800, and he will be cracking the code as he will back DHing, and that weather condition against Vinny V is very, very juicy. So you can go that route as well at 2,800. Second base position, you got Jose Altuve versus the lefty Benjamin. Like that quite a bit. Benjamin making his debut for Texas against Houston. God pray for him. So Altuve at 55 is a great look. So is Marcus Semien at 54, who's just doing everything right, leading off for Toronto. So both good looks in that. Ryan McMahon's okay. Jed Lowry at 49 is a little pricey, but not the end of the world, especially if you're stacking Oakland versus Shoemaker. Lowry's definitely in part of that stack. Ozzie Albies at 47. I'd like to see him be a little more consistent, but you want to attack Hauser with lefties, so you can definitely attack him in that scenario. Garrett Hampson went deep on Thursday. He's 45 versus Miley and company. Nick Solak, if you're fading Greinke's 42. If you're fading Musgrove, Tommy Edman's 41. That's a good price point. Two more stolen bases on Thursday, so you can get some upside there. The St. Louis will be low owned, so if you want to get a St. Louis leverage stack, it's most likely a popular Musgrove. Definitely an angle to attack. Cesar Hernandez is 4K versus Flexen. If you're stacking up Cleveland versus Flexen, not the worst stack, but it's probably not the best on this slate. Jonathan India went deep on Thursday. He's 34. He should be in the lineup, especially with Senzel beat up. So there's another Cincinnati value for you. Dylan Moore went deep on Thursday. Harold Castro is down to 3,100 for Detroit against Arrieta. I love attacking Arrieta. So another guy to keep on your radar. Other than that, not a ton standing out at this point in time on this slate. Third base, Devers at 6K is super pricey, but it's a really good play if you can afford it. But I'd rather go J-Ram at 58. Went deep for the 11th home run of the year on Thursday. Very good cash game play with GPP upside for sure. You got Suarez at 55 and Coors. Arenado's there against Musgrove if you're looking for something to get frisky with. Going down, though, you can save some cash and it's really slide down. Like Matt Duffy even at 45 is a little pricey, but it works if you're stacking Chicago. Heimer Candelario only 41 versus Arrieta is a good value. Austin Riley versus Hauser at 38 if you're stacking Atlanta. Yes, otherwise leave that alone. Kyle Farmer, third base shortstop's 34 against Marquez. Kevin Biggio's down to 3,400. That's a really good tournament play. Biggio's having a horrific season, but he's slowly getting it going. 29-4-0-22 in his last five games. So quietly getting it going at the plate for Kevin Biggio. So he's 3,400, someone to keep in mind, especially if you're stacking Toronto. You can get like a Biggio Teles for a combined $6,200. That's a nice little value pocket for Toronto. Other than that, there's going to be guys that pop up here and they're like Bombs 29 versus Mats. He just hasn't hit at all. It's really, really bad for him. But it's the spot you want him against a lefty if you're targeting those kind of things. And then Josh Fuentes had a big game on Thursday in Coors, and he is still only – where did he go? He's still only $2,400 against Wade Miley tonight in Coors Field. Shortstop position, Javi Baez is up to 61. There's guys outside of Coors that are more expensive than Coors players. Trevor Story had the day off on Thursday against a lefty Miley at 6K in Coors. But you can go back to Bogaerts, who had a monster night on Thursday. He's 59. You got Suarez, we talked about, like Bo Bichette. It's like the eighth or ninth shortstop on the list. He's 54 versus Vinny V. That's a phenomenal price point to take a look at. Nico Goodrum at 43 versus Arrieta. Very nice value in his matchup. IKF versus Granke at 41. Keep an eye on Jazz Chisholm. I'm not targeting him versus Kershaw, but over the weekend, he should be back from Miami. So you might get some value there. A few others. Dansby Swanson went deep on Thursday. He's 37 versus Hauser. Nice little value if you're attacking Hauser. I just don't want to stack Atlanta, but they're going to blow up sooner than later, and Hauser could be the perfect recipe for that success. Other than that, not a lot down below I'm staring at right now that I'm interested in. Outfield will be loaded, as you would come to expect on a 13-game slate. You got Casty and Coors. You got Trout, who had the day off on Thursday. Acuna is probably out because he messed up his ankle, but the x-rays were negative. Chris Bryant, if he's back at 6K, has been crushing lefties, but 6K is just a damn steal. I've never seen so many 6K guys on a slate. There's almost one at every position, if not more. There's four outfielders over 6K. Jesse Winker at 56 and Coors is definitely a play. Juan Soto versus Riley Smith at 54 is a nice, probably lower owned than usual play against the youngster Smith. Jordan Alvarez versus lefty, I don't care. He's 5K versus Benjamin. And then that Texas bullpen, which is good to attack. I mentioned Jared Walsh at 47. You got Otani at 46. I mentioned Hampson earlier. Trent Grisham was only 44 leading off, if you want to go there. Cedric Mullins, 43. Naquin was off on Thursday, but he should be back only 4,300 versus Marquez. So that could be a nice little value spot for you as well. Grichik versus Velasquez, only 4,000. That's juicy. That's really, really nice. McCutcheon at 4,000. He's been swinging it really well against the lefty Mats. So you can go that direction if you so choose. But Verdugo at 39 is a nice look for him. Teoscar is on fire. He's only 38. So you go Teoscar at 38, Biggio at 34, Teles at 28. There's a lot of value right there for three parts of your stack. And you can keep adding more. Kyle Schwarber, he went deep on Thursday. He's 37 versus Smith. His Washington stack is cheap outside of like Soto and Turner. You can get Smith or you can get Schwarber and Bell relatively cheap in their stacks. Joey Gallo's only 37 if you want to go that route. A few other cheapies before you mentioned Josh Naylor earlier. Like Lo Kane at 34 versus the lefty Smiley is very attractive. The outfield from Milwaukee is super cheap if you want some value. Dylan Carlson's only 34 versus Musgrove. He's in play. But like Kyle Tucker's down. He was 35 yesterday. He's 33 versus Benjamin. Sign me up for that one. That's ridiculous. Adelis Garcia is only 32 versus Granke. Like that one quite a bit as well. But Avisil Garcia is only 31 versus Smiley. That's an outstanding price point. He loves smashing lefties. So you can go that direction. Willie Calhoun's only 31 versus Granke. He went deep on Thursday. So as usual, the outfield is just loaded with just value. It's freaking dumb. Seth Brown's there. Yadiel Hernandez, if he cracks the lineup. Matheson's probably going to play, but Scherzer will avoid that one. Maybe Kyle Garlick at 28 is someone you can look at if he cracks a good spot in the lineup. David Dahl's down to 2,600. He's had some decent history, actually, versus Granke. So someone to keep an eye on in his one. O'Grady might get the start for San Diego. He's 2,500, a powerful outfielder in the Padres system. But he got called up because of the vid. So catch an eye on him. A few others down here, like Jake Cave's 23, not running to play that, but he's a value if you want him. Akiyama came in the leadoff spot to pinch hit for Denzel and stayed in the game. If he's playing, especially hitting towards the top of Cincinnati's lineup versus Marquez, he's 2,200 in Coors. Shogo Akiyama, $2,200 in Coors Field. So you got him. And then the other ones we will peek at down here once I scroll and actually find them, because they're just buried down here. Where did they just put these guys? My God. They have so many players that are in the minor leagues and just wasting space down here. But you just keep sliding. There he is. Trevor Larnach, still 2K. That is just funny. 2K versus Modest. And then Kalinic is 2K versus Savali. Kalinic led off on Thursday night. I think that's a nice play with Kalinic at 2K, Larnach at 2K. So value, folks. Value, value, value. All right, recapping your pitching. Glasnow, Scherzer up top, 10-9 and 10-7, respectively. Both phenomenal plays. If you could put both of those guys in cash and have a comfortable cash lineup, I would do that. That would be my suggestion. You got Savali at 93. I don't mind him. Musgrove at 87. If you can't do the Glasnow-Scherzer route, take Glasnow and or Scherzer and match them with Musgrove in cash. That's how I would go about that. David Peterson at 74 is a good GPP play. Oviedo at 72. Then you got Canning, Marquez, and Miley down below if you want to get really, really frisky. If you're stacking it up, New York and is a really strong one versus Kramer. You have Detroit versus Arrieta if you want some value. Philadelphia and Toronto is one of the hot spots. Love Toronto in this one. Don't mind some Philadelphia to bring it back. Atlanta's growing on me the more and more I break this slate down, so that's one to keep in mind. Love the Texas-Houston stack, especially the Houston side. You can go in on that one. Cincinnati-Colorado, I'm going to end up having stuff there, even though I'm not in love with it yet. Washington versus Smith, I'm on board with that one as well. And then keep in mind your St. Louis leverage stack versus a chalky Joe Musgrove. But all right, everybody, 13 games in the books for a Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Check me out on Twitter at BDentric. Get in the free fantasy TG and Slack chat. Check out the written content at rotoballer.com. Watch the video at Rotoballer's YouTube channel. And if you could subscribe, rate, and review to MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. Get your fantasy baseball season-long content benched with Bubba as well. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 14th edition in the books. Catch you guys later.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.